May God forgive us.
Justice
forever. These are the puppeteer strings on the world, on the world. There's a science in the way. I pull those strings and you obey. There's a science in the way. I pull those strings. Darkness will be brighter than the sun when the new wave comes. When the new wave comes, there's a new wave in town. There's a new wave in town. There's a new safe and warm now.
Now
the battle lines are torn. This will never be as real as it was before. Every time you leave, you always leave me wanting more. By the time I left, there was nothing left anymore. About that thing, that swinging up and down, and what it brings.
With me wisps of whispered madness, suffocate my deepest sadness. From inside this empty shell. shell of everything I was before. Get out, silly techno, I don't need you anymore.
Let's do it again.
No, what
about,
are you talking about?
How about the length of that song?
What about
no,
it?
That was like an here, extra slow version of it because we don't have any material.
No, let's do it again.
No.
Don't do it again.
Why?
Because
this train has left the station. We're doing the Apocalypse cast, all right?
My cucks are going to come in
We've got the cucks coming in at the midnight.
Oh,
we turn into a pumpkin.
I feel like we've been curtailed.
Yeah, we're like Cinderella slippers right now.
We
right.
are fucking 8 Mile in this shit, whether anyone likes it or not.
All right, well, then let's just 8 Mile another song.
No, we well okay.
No.
What kind of songs do you
have? I don't know. What do we know? What do we have?
Oh.
We've played songs before. You guys are listening to the podcast. My name's Pat. I'm your co-host. I really don't have much else for you. It's the best I can do, you know?
My name is Johnny B-Roll, except no imitations. I'm a co-host of the Apocalypse.
It's true. He is. Please.
My name is Andrew
No explanation.
I'm Jed. I independently contract for the Apocalypse.
What?
I'm an independent contractor for the
Apocalypse. That's not true, you're
This is the new economy,
I'm an
okay?
independent contractor for the Apocalypse.
Don't try to...
One of you ordered me on the phone.
He actually works here full-time, but, you know, we 1099 him.
I'm Sarah Steele. I'm the Apocalypse prodigal daughter. I have strayed.
The prodigal daughter.
Oh, but she's returned.
Oh, but I have returned. Oh, how weak and weary am I after my long journey. Oh, the things that I have seen, the horrors and the pus and the madness and the utter lack of justice.
But good things too, though, right?
Well, anyways, you guys are listening to the podcast.
All right, everyone, let's get Sarah caught up. Let's get Sarah caught up, okay?
Nope, we're going to do Hey You.
Last...
Do it in the middle. We're going to run into shit in the middle.
No.
This is your future song.
No, because I want to put the guitar away.
Don't put it away. Literally lean it against it.
You guys know this.
Who've never
it's
seen
like an open mic.
As I walked through the streets and their gutters,
I searched for you in the faces of others. I drowned myself in the blood of my brothers. As one day you said it was summer.
No, we should do this later. We should do this later.
We can't start and then not finish.
Yes, we totally can. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Yeah, it's called a teaser.
All right.
Yeah, it's like an ad for later in the show.
Yeah, well, I prepared myself to take a shit. And just because you guys stopped the song doesn't mean I'm not going to take a shit.
That ship has left the station.
Yeah, right. That shit has left the station.
No, it's still
in
the station.
I think we need to get
take it.
I had a thought, actually, earlier of, like, imagine what it would be like or what it was like, actually, because this definitely did happen.
If witches were real?
If witches were real? Yeah, no, that definitely did happen. It was pretty much just what you called, like, a lady who knew stuff and didn't listen to you.
Like magic?
Yeah.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft. But,
like cruel words whispered in darkness that fuck up people's lives?
Like cunt?
Like... I don't know.
Wasn't his life ever ruined by the word cunt?
Revealing a spell and you'll be like, got him.
Hey, can you reveal the spell without casting it?
Well, seeing as I'm no witch, I can't
without
reveal
a spell.
Is there like a safety? Is there like a safety on your map?
If you were on top of things, you'd play dramatic music right now, and we'd figure out who among us is a witch.
No, he's on top of like several things right now, including a big old pile of dicks, and he's nude, so I hope they're washed. I hope those dicks are washed, like
they're
freshly
not.
Washed.
Take a shit
man.
Right now.
A big old pile of dirty dicks, freshly chopped. No.
All right, okay, everyone. Last week, we're going to play you something from last week on the Apocalypse. All right? You guys ready? That was last week.
Oh, I'm all caught up now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what about the week before?
What?
What about the week before?
Well, the week before was like...
I can't believe you went there.
Well, wow,
yeah,
bad.
Dude. It was a hell of a thing.
But the week before, when you weren't here, we got into a really intellectual conversation. Let me play you a clip from it.
The music just lines up.
That was quite the stimulating episode.
Yeah. I mean, we really went deep there. Not just asking, but answering.
It sounds like I have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense with you, Sarah. The Apococast has really stepped it up, I think, in the previous weeks. Wouldn't you say so, Pat?
I certainly would. It's been intellectual, to say the least.
I mean, without all that dead weight, I mean, yeah, thank you guys for taking me back on.
Yeah, that's what we were saying, like, you know, like, basically, like, wow, now that Sarah Steele's gone, we can finally... We could do that, you know?
I appreciate you guys for holding on to that, really. Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about that.
So what have we missed? What has the podcast accomplished recently?
Well,
let's
see.
Give me a top five.
Aside from you causing an international incident between the U.S. and Russia.
That's old news.
Old news. Oh, okay, cool.
And it wasn't just between the U.S. and Russia.
What?
It was between Russia and the rest of the world. What?
Okay.
Okay.
With your dick or?
No, with my eyes.
Oh, with the video. Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah. He spotted a hoax. He's a great hoax spotter.
We got forgiveness.
It's such a bummer. I really wish conspiracy theories are so much fun, but it's just that most of them are not true. And what a fucking bummer, you know?
That the one that is true is like...
Well, no. I'm glad that the Nazi ones aren't true, but it's like a bummer that like the fun ones aren't true, you know?
Yeah.
Like Roswell, it would be great if that was true. It's just not. Like...
What
a bummer.
Or
like dragons or like King Arthur or like all that shit like isn't fucking true. I just remember grappling with that shit. I think I was more distraught when I finally figured out that there's no like actual real dragons than I was about like finding out there's no Santa Claus.
Would you rather grapple with coming to terms with the fact that your fantasy was a lie or with a world with like actual dragons? Like if you had to call an exterminator to get rid of a dragon infestation.
Dragons are nothing.
Well, they're nothing because they don't exist right now. But
I think
like,
dragons can be reasoned with because they're intelligent.
Can you reason with a dolphin?
That's a great question. Oh, that's a good question, yeah. I think some people would say yes.
I mean, that's what a dolphin trainer does, right? Is they reason with the dolphin.
Yeah.
And then the dolphins will often try to like pull one over on the trainer. So there is like something where the dolphins
can you really,
were like
what are you even going
to
get?
But can you convince it to not murder you if it's set on murdering you?
Well, can you convince a person through the act of reason not to murder you? I mean, that's the whole point of the military, right? Is that there's a point where it breaks down.
Yeah, that's what MK Ultra was about, you know?
I thought that was just about doing drugs and
but it was a failure.
Hanging out.
That's why I keep my trust in
the That's what they want you to think.
So what were we supposed to talk about this week on the podcast?
Are you a millennial? Do you spend 6 or more hours of every day looking at screens or on social media? Has the dream of the 90s come into the crashing realities of job market and the realization that the career that you once dreamed of is now stupid? Is your short attention span causing you to slowly kill all the things that you love due to inconsistent care? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, you're in luck. Because today, here on the Apococast, we are going to kill the 90s. That's right, today, for the low, low price of just some blood and cum, we will go back in time and kill all of the 90s.
That is a low, low price. I have so much of both.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right. No more Backstreet Boys. Just... Britney Spears, out of here. Like, you will have no reason whatsoever to believe in any of your dreams ever coming true.
No more jean jackets and
disappointed.
No more jean jackets and no Doc Martens.
Yep. Yep, Nirvana, get out of here.
Sonic Youth? God.
Like their earlier stuff anyway.
Yeah, exactly. The 80s were their best records. Pat is under the table. Pat is no longer at the controls. What will we do?
Pat is abandoning the ship right now.
Yeah. Pat's going overboard.
Really,
who's going to run this thing without Pat?
It's a really
I think we're going to have to get Tom to host the Apococast.
Oh no, we're being taken over by aliens.
I just took a shit in there.
guys, I think the only solution is to have Tom Tenney come and host the Apococast.
Wait, can I be Pat for a second?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So.
You got to stick your hand up his ass.
All right, we're going to try something new here. So, Pat.
Oh, it's
Tell me about the new fiction book you read.
Look, it's me, Pat. Did you guys know that the sewer is working for the police?
Oh, my God.
I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, my God, Pat, you're such an amazing investigative journalist.
Jesus. Did you... And they just... And they... And Jesus!
Whoa, blowing my mind. All lie prostrate before Pat.
And then I was like...
You just need to curse and say something racist.
And that's when they curtailed me. Jesus.
Well, wow, Pat, that's some... That's such intelligent shit just dropping out of your mouth.
Shut up, Johnny Bureau, shut up.
That was the only part that was good. That you told Johnny Bureau to shut up was the only good part. The rest was utter bullshit. I was expecting more, honestly, Chad. I felt like you were really holding on to, like, a big pile of, like, ego or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to come up here and blow it out of the water. I mean, Pat.
Goddamn. Yeah, so
Pat, how many people's lives did you save in Syria?
Zero. Listen, did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn has a free iPhone and Android app? You no longer need to be chained to your computer and whipped to listen. Just download the Radio Free Brooklyn app from the App Store or Google Play, so you can listen to independent community radio wherever you go. Even if you die. You can find the iPhone app by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. And the Android app is available at the same /Android.
Wait, there's an iPhone app? There's like an app that I can get that's an iPhone?
Such is the word of Tom.
That's awesome.
Amen.
Oh, verbatim read. Are you subscribed to the RFB newsletter?
Are you?
No!
James B-Roll?
No, I'm not!
I don't
check my email. Radio Free Brooklyn. Oh, God. Oh, God. Tom's place to play on words here. Are you subscribed to the RFB newsletter?
No.
It's a text. This is a text product. And then he's written in all caps, read EO Free Brooklyn. Get it?
Radio
Free Brooklyn.
Because you read a newsletter. And Tom is so mean that he has to put this in the read that he forces us to read. At whip point, he hangs a whip.
Tom is a vengeful god. He's a wrathful god.
Every month we'll send you, yes, you, far and away. And maybe you'll find your way back.
Do we send him with a passport?
No. Once a month, Radio Free Brooklyn will send you. And you'll be gone. And people will look for you. And they won't find you. But what they will get is the latest news about new programming and upcoming RFB events, as well as interviews.
Oh, God, the upcoming events.
And ticket giveaways, offers, special.
Chad is trying to hijack RFB swag.
The emails only come once a month because we're committed.
Speaking of commitments.
Yeah.
Commit. Hey, give me that.
I read both sides of it. It sucks. Oh, yeah. Guys, what if Radio Free Brooklyn was an inside job? Just think about it.
Guys, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Okay, we have to do that two more times over the course of the episode. Is everyone prepared?
Oh, I don't know if I'm prepared, but I'll do it anyways.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, everyone.
Andrew.
Yes.
Read the word of Tom.
This is the second time in this hour.
Isn't this so much better than church?
Are you kidding? This is church.
It's true.
This is true.
Don't mess around.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening to the Apocalypse. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Look, we all have whips hanging over us, telling us what to do. Our whip holders tell us to read this, and so we read it, so we don't get whipped.
But we still get whipped a little anyway.
That doesn't make us wrong.
But that's just to keep us to keep our attention.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. They want
to
make sure you don't stop listening.
We live at whip point. If you don't have a whip in your life, hanging
it's
over
like Point
you,
Break,
except with whips.
Yep. They don't break, they snap through the air.
Yep.
Menacingly, even when they don't hit you, it hurts. Because you hear it.
The pain is most great.
The midnight cucks.
Jesus, it's they come earlier every year. He's gonna take a stand.
All right, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about some very serious issues. Okay,
please.
It's time for the Apococast to get serious.
Are you just remember that there's a whip
dangling
that?
Directly above you.
And yeah. Also remember that there's ISIS music playing over you.
Yeah, exactly.
ISIS music?
Yes. Well, actually, I think it's Jump but No Straw, but whatever.
No, but there is a whip dangling. Just remember it's there.
Wow, that must explain why the music is so shitty. Wait,
is it like the Monkees to the Beatles of ISIS that made this? Like whichever fake band that's written by someone else?
What? No, this was of course
like
made
the Backstreet
by the
Boys.
What?
Like the Backstreet Jihadis? I don't know. How do you?
I don't know. Anyways, please.
All right, everyone. So, something you should all know is that there is a record number of white nationalists running for public office this year. Okay. So, oh wow, I'm glad everyone's listening.
Okay,
we'll listen. Continue.
So, okay. So, I'd like to share with all of you some information. Okay. So, here's a white nationalist who's running for office this year. His name's Art Jones. He's running in Chicago. He's a white nationalist
denier.
Running in Chicago. He wants to keep Chicago 90% white.
Dream of the 90s.
That's a hell of a project.
Yeah, 90% white in Chicago. He believes black people's IQ is 20 points lower than that of a white person. He is a former American Nazi Party member. He ran unopposed in his primary.
That one came so close.
And he calls the Holocaust the biggest, blackest lie in history.
The blackest lie?
The blackest lie.
Oh, God.
But Chicago should be 90% white. Yeah. So that's white nationalist number one.
Cool.
Who's running for public office.
Move on to the next one, then.
Okay. Patrick Little. Patrick Little is running against Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein for her Senate seat. He says he has always hated globalists, but he didn't know that meant Jews until after the election.
Got him.
Wow.
What a campaign slogan.
That's like almost too good to like... That's like almost on the Apococast level.
Yeah, but the Apococast is not anti-Semitic, thank you very much.
We are against globalist cucks, right?
I guess.
He says, as a Jews group, as a group, Jews are behaving as a monster.
like they form together to become.
Yeah, like they stand on each other's shoulders.
Like a Jewy Transformers?
I am turning against them, but they're all standing on each other to create a monster.
And they're interlocking their arms.
Yes, exactly.
Coordinating.
Stomping around New York City and Chicago.
God. And de Blasio turns a blind blind eye.
He sucks Netanyahu's cock, though.
Gross.
Patrick Little says Jews are doing the bidding of a foreign power that has committed attacks against this country. I don't know what foreign power he's talking about.
Whips. Likely whips.
Japan?
He's probably talking about the Apococast.
Yeah, sure.
But I would say that the Apococast is most certainly an American power. Thank you very much. Yeah. Is there anything quite so American as the Apococast?
Whips.
The most whips made in America.
Whips.
That is pretty American, sadly.
Whips.
People are like,
so,
take those
Big Mac.
Like,
the Big Mac.
Oppression concealed by technobabble is also very American.
Oh, bureaucracy.
Oh, definitely.
We really took the bureaucratic
Racism cleverly concealed by bureaucracy is
very, very American.
Is it like where you sign a user agreement and you don't read it? And then, but like buried in there is that you will get whipped,
and then your dick will be stolen.
Buried in there is
it's gonna get scrolled away by the globalists.
Buried in the social contract is this country is as contemptuous of you as you are of black people. Like that's basically that's what white Southerners
signed up for. You know what I like to always remind people that are like in the Blue Lives Matter camp.
What?
That I'm like, the police don't actually think that black people are stupid. They know that they're smart. It's you that they think are stupid.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, just tell them that the guy was a threat to us from 100 yards away when he was unarmed. They'll believe it. They're fucking idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I'm like, at the end of the day, if they had, like, the choice between facing imminent danger using the advice of a person that's affiliated with Black Lives Matter versus using the advice of a person that supports them, they would be like, please, do not give me advice from the fucking idiots that actually believe us.
Yeah.
Look, look, yeah. Okay, look, I don't want to be devil's advocate, but police have their own whips to bear. There's whips hanging over police as well as the whips that hang over criminals. There's whips.
Yeah, but it's whips more of a sexual right. thing. There's whips. Police.
Okay, another white nationalist running for office is John Abar, who's running as a Democrat. And
Abar.
He is
Abar?
Abar?
Abar
is running as a Democrat. He's a very progressive white nationalist. He wants John Abar wants to recruit black and LGBT people into the KKK.
When it's
actually, I think that's my favorite. I might actually, because if you do that, then yeah. Sure.
No, they tried it in France. It didn't work. It just ended up being worse.
Sure.
Well, what happened? Was this?
The leader of, like, the French alt-right is basically, like, half African.
Uh-huh.
And they're still just as racist as before. So,
yeah, but do people take them seriously? Because people
yes,
seem to, like...
extremely, extremely seriously, yeah. It's brutal. It doesn't make any sense.
Weird.
The most important figure on the French alt anti-immigrant right is half black.
Oh, but which half?
Go
which
figure.
Half? Which half?
Mother.
His left side or his right?
So, another white nationalist running for office, and this will be my last one. His name's Paul Nehalen.
You say that like it's the Home Shopping Network. Like, this is a deal at only $249. You could see this other places listing for $500, $600. I've even seen it for $700. Seven? No way, Kathy. Yeah, seven. I'm not kidding you. But today you can get it for $200.
Who the fuck is Kathy?
The whole set of white nationalists. And in fact, call today and we can set up a monthly payment plan.
You know they are homogenous after all.
You know how white nationalists say goodnight to their daughters?
How?
They're like, hi, girls. What power? And they're like, what power, daddy? Thanks so much. Like, you're gonna tell me the story about George Soros again? Oh, girls, it's too late already. I'll just put you to sleep and tuck you in with a nice what power. And they're like, oh, daddy, what power? It's just so fun.
So what is the white power?
So
is it like you... like teleportation or what?
White power has been keeping this country going since its inception. Okay, white power is inexhaustible, and it just comes out of the earth right here in America.
It is a renewable energy.
Yeah, definitely.
You can get it from the oceans. You can get it from any mountains, swamps.
It's not hard to get away from swamps. It's not hard to come by in America.
You can get it on the plane.
So Sean Donahue. Okay. So Paul Nehalen actually. He has some beliefs that coincide with the Apocalypse, which is that he believes anyone who doesn't acknowledge Jesus will burn in hell. I think we can all get behind that, right?
Sure.
I can crack a whip to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but that's our Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Our wrathful...
Our Jesus
our
ain't
wrathful,
his Jesus.
Our wrathful, vengeful Jesus. Yeah, no, not his Jesus at all.
He'll kill us both.
Paul Nehalen is a shit list of Jewish journalists.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Nazi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean.
He is running against the Iron Stash.
Is that all of them? Is that all
Paul
the candidates?
Yeah, that's about it.
So which one
it.
Are you going to vote for, then?
What?
Which one are you going to vote for?
I don't know. There's them running in New York or Washington. That's for fucking sure. That's the way we like it.
There should be, like, a supremacist idol. Just, like, calling in to vote for your favorite white supremacist, but then at the end, they just get, like, beaten with sausages. Just, like, everybody just throws, like, a big pile of sausages on
sausages.
Them.
Hot sausages.
I would want to be different kinds of sausages. There's some Polish sausages. There's some Italian sausages.
Like temperature-wise, they have to be hot.
Oh, certainly.
So they bounce.
Yeah. And I think there's a big as Pat said, I think there's a big like difference between like the Jesus they pray to and then like the Jesus we pray to.
Our Christ has two whips.
We pray to is like a fucking communist Jew, you know, like communist Palestinian Jew.
He's gonna come back with a shotgun and kill all the fucking
and
Trump
some
voters.
Doobies.
Really mad. Their Jesus is actually more forgiving than ours because he's like, yeah, whatever, just be racist, it's fine, you know.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Our Jesus is like, I'm taking notes, man.
Yeah,
when I come back,
checking it twice.
He's like, you read in the Bible about me judging
you. I'm
gonna
kill you.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's
gonna it's find out who's Bible. A traitor or nice.
Like, the fuck, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's
he's
hard.
Gonna come back. I mean, he's gonna use all of our inventions against us. You know, like he's gonna have a sawed-off shotgun. He's like, yeah, saw all you guys using these for fucking massacres. It works pretty well. Now I'm gonna massacre all of you.
He's gonna go on Facebook and like insult your wedding pictures.
He's gonna have a whip.
Yeah, definitely a whip.
A long.
Just, our Jesus,
very advanced technology.
Our Jesus is a vengeful Jesus. It's like, yeah, and it's like you talk to fucking Trump supporters, and it's like they don't see like what the big deal is, like, you know, that they like voted for a demented game show host to be the president, and now you're like mad about it. They're like, well, what do you mean? Well, you know,
they're like, it's not like Jesus is going to be mad about this and then use his wrath and powers to punish us.
Yeah,
you know,
what you guys so fucking like, mad about anyway.
Like it's not like that's gonna happen, right?
Yeah, but you know Jesus didn't vote though, right? He's one of those guys who's like they're both they're
oh those guys.
Bad.
That's
he's
actually
like,
true,
vote
yeah.
For Hillary. She's also going to hell. You're making a dick symbol?
Pat, you are so bad at charades, and I can't believe that you keep on thinking that it's gonna work.
Tom hears whether or not the buttons are pressed. Tom always hears.
Tom hears all.
Yeah, like, we were just talking about Jesus, but really, our Tom is a vengeful Tom.
And his
he reigns over on heaven and earth.
Tom forbid.
Tom forbid.
His dick swings on heaven and earth. Our
and
his Tom whips. Is a vengeful Tom. His dick swings through heaven and earth.
And his
Johnny B-Roll, would you like to make some proclamations? On behalf of Mr. Stallone?
Okay, so... I do have a proclamation, but we should leave papal declarations until the end of the show, I think.
Okay.
Papal?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
What's up next, guys?
JBR is the Pope.
Yeah,
you
I'm the Pope
that?
Of the
I
Apocalypse.
I totally missed that. Wait, we have an Apocalypse Pope?
Yeah, and it's
Whoa.
Me. It's me.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. And at the end of the show, I'm gonna hand out some fucking declarations for everyone. Things to make the world a little simpler.
Can you pardon people?
What?
Can you pardon people?
Yeah, no, we're not gonna pardon people. No, we're not gonna pardon
like,
people.
Not?
We're just gonna we're
he
just
can,
gonna
but he won't.
You can defy Christ in that way.
I'm not interested in justice. I'm more interested in like standards and organization and just making life easier for the people of the Apocalypse.
Like just standards.
Like yeah, exactly. Like, you know,
the autumn leaves.
Things like, like every toilet has to have a little flap. Every toilet seat has to have a little flap to raise and lower it. Okay, that has to be installed everywhere by 2019.
What?
Yeah,
to raise the toilet so that kids can't
use it. Oh, with your foot.
What?
To raise and lower
it. A pedal?
Yeah, exactly.
A pedal?
Exactly. A little flap, a little wing on the side of the toilet seat.
Wait, but people just piss on the wing.
People will piss right on the wing.
Yeah, but you can use your shoe to raise and lower it. You can.
Yeah, but you can. I still use my shoe. I already use my shoe.
Well
this makes
it
easier. Yeah.
Okay.
But they'll still
be
pissed.
It'll be just great.
This is pretty much as seen on the Apocalypse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like the pedal, maybe.
Let me pitch you something. Yeah. What about like a length of leather that
a
at the end has like a variable
Ooh,
weight?
A pulley.
You mean,
a pulley. Yeah.
And that.
What about riding crops? How do you feel about riding crops?
I think we obviously
let me finish pitching.
Oh, I love
this.
Him.
Okay, Shark Tank, go.
The length of leather, and at the end it's got like a hardened tack, and then it's got a handle made of like rolled leather and wood.
Yeah.
And it takes like a few days of practice, but eventually you can just...
Indiana
to borrow
Jones
a verb, you can whip it through the air.
Did you invent this yourself?
People. No, God invented the whip.
Oh, shit, man.
It's the whip.
Yeah.
What, do you guys want to invest in the whip?
Dude, I mean, I'll get behind it.
Yeah. So will this will make my cat listen to me? Because my cat does not listen.
You don't want to be in front of it.
You'll be whipped.
You don't want to be in front of it. I'll get behind it.
Yeah.
I think you just want to stand on the side just a little ways. Just so you're not either.
So that the whip doesn't whip you. No, don't. It smells so bad in here. When you close it, it smells bad. No.
Too bad.
No. Calibaga. This is like, come on. Do you want it to smell bad?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It smells horrible. Smell. When I walked in here, it was a wall of just,
the smell. Filth.
You guys smelled like... Wow. What are you worried about?
Like animals.
What are you worried about? Who cares? I don't care. Who's going to call the cops?
America cares.
The guy... Come on. I'm making hand gestures that make sense.
I don't know what this is.
Guys.
Well, yep.
Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote the media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you.
Gross.
So if you'd like to support our mission so we can continue to bring you quality community radio like the ApocalyCast.
Do you think whips are free in New York City? Do you think the skilled wrists that punish us with them are free?
Do you think Sharia scholars are free?
No.
No, they cost
all of this stuff costs money. It doesn't fucking grow on trees. Donate.
Whips are made of skin.
You can donate.
No.
You can donate as little as a dollar, and every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air. So please, please, please. Please! Please!
Oh, God! Jesus. Why?
Please help! Please help! Please help support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. And remember that RFB is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, again, that's sure. Convenient.
Again,
it would almost be stupider not to donate money to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so again,
if you don't have money, you can send us whips. If you don't have whips, you can send us skins from which we'll fashion whips.
Yeah. Again. That's cdc.org. I'm sorry. No. Okay. That's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate.
Guys, let me posit something. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the name. They control seedy. The fucking disease.
It's seedy, man.
Ooh, why does... Well, let me ask you this. Oh, you guys are laughing. And the whips are quivering above you. Why does flu season happen the same time every year? Could it be because it's controlled by these fucks in Atlanta?
Because of George Soros.
The CDC.
Yeah, that's
what
they do.
The Greek letters for George Soros.
The CDC. It's almost as like they're seeding the disease around the country every year.
We all rely on fur whips and fish.
That's really seedy, man.
It's in the name. Wake up, New York. Just read it. CDC stands for Centers of Disease Control. They control the disease. They're getting money from the disease. It's an inside job, and it's inside of you.
They got like
it's
a an whole inside job inside you. With the disease, actually. Yeah, like the disease makes it call, like, they make the disease call them like mommy, and like they call the disease like worm, and make the disease lick their boots.
Jesus. And this happens in Atlanta, the worst city.
You know, speaking of the disease,
babies, you know, your clap.
Guess who
your
had
gonorrhea.
Guess who had typhus?
Mary?
No. Well, she did, yeah, but guess again.
Everyone else that knew Mary?
Yeah, lots of people. No.
It's a person that's being published alongside Margaret Atwood.
Who's
an important part of the ApocalyCast.
Jordan Peterson?
No.
I mean, that would be funny, though.
It would be.
Yeah. Who has typhus, Pat?
Who had typhus?
Who had typhus?
Moi.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
What a
gesture. No, I did. I had the typhus.
When? Recently?
In 2000.
That's like ancient history, man. Yeah. You made it sound like you had typhus last week.
Nope, I was hallucinating just so much.
Did you get typhus during the pig times?
Yes.
Well, the cruel pig times.
And here,
when
Pat
was a boy in France.
I got a question for you, Pat. When you had typhus, where was the CDC?
Far away.
Oh, they couldn't do shit for you, could they?
Nope. I just remember
standing idly by, while the future host of the Apocalypse suffered.
Don't you get it, JBR? Don't you get it yet?
I think I'm starting to get it. I think I'm starting to understand now, Jed. All right.
Under the control and direction of the CDC, and who was mayor of New York in 2000? Does anyone know?
That was Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Jennifer Giuliani. Ordered and orchestrated most diseases and 9/11.
Well, that's true.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to get together some disease. I want to get that fucking Pat Hiltman.
Pat, how did you get this weird disease?
I already know that fucking Pat Hiltman is up to no good.
Were you in France?
No, I was in Ghana. Gross. Apparently, you can get
Didn't get gonorrhea?
Got him
on fire. And okay.
Got him also. Secondary got him.
Well, where was the CDC for you? What did they do for you, Pat?
Far away.
But, far, far away while you suffered.
But they were basically like, they were like, you dumb white boy.
They're like, we have whips.
They're like, you understand that like food that's left out like changes differently here than like in America, right? And I was like, duh! And they're like, yeah. They're like, do you just like eat whatever food that's lying out? And I'm like, yeah, of course. What of it? And they're like, you have typhus. They're like, how do you feel about that? And I was like, not good, if I'm being honest. You know. But before I went to the real hospital, my host family considered sending me to a local clinic. Right?
A witch doctor. He was gonna do magic on me.
No, nothing like that, but still not fun.
Just gonna flick it.
And they brought me there, and then they suggested injecting me with something. And it wasn't... It was the size of the needle that I found problematic.
Was it the girth of it?
Yes. The needle was very large.
Was it like
a chode needle?
Was it also like... Was it a slimy needle?
Probably.
Was it slick?
But
was
I was
it
like,
quivering?
I was like, I don't want to do this. I was like, I don't want to do it. Let's go home. And then I went home and I just remember lying in bed and not being sure where exactly in the room I was standing and shit melting. And it was fucking awesome. And then the next day I went to the real hospital.
You know,
and they were
you
like,
can do that like whenever, right?
Well, it's actually particularly therapeutic to have typhus. I mean, acid mushrooms are great, DMT, but typhus is when you really.
Oh my god, at Burning Man next year, I'm gonna bring typhus.
Had typhus.
How much is typhus like per?
You know what the worst part about typhus is that it leaves little platelet scars on your body.
Let's see them.
They're gone.
If we want world peace...
In the immediate aftermath of it.
If we want world peace, we need to weaponize typhus and send it everywhere.
Yeah. It was a very charming experience, you know? It was like, who gets typhus? That's so cool. It's so hipster, you know?
Did you feel connected?
I do. I feel like I'm one with, like, all peoples now because of my typhus, you know? And I didn't feel that way before I had been infected by it.
Like you're a citizen of history.
Yeah.
You're a typhus anymore. It left you.
Can you lean to the fucking mic? Can you respect the show and lean to the mic?
It's not your typhus anymore. It left you. And whoever you were when you had typhus, he died with the fucking typhus that they sucked out of you with their thick, slimy syringe.
How dare you? No, I did not let myself be stuck by the hot syringe. Thank you very much.
You didn't know what was going on. Maybe.
No, I waited until the Ghanaian Albert Einstein was like, I'm going to jab this into you. And I was like, you I trust. Jab me. You know?
Ah, so you did take it. Took it.
Absolutely. When I got to the university hospital. But when I was out in the boondocks, fuck no. You know? And that's a rule that everybody should live by. People jab you with shit
like
in the boondocks.
Song, you're a little late. I've already been jabbed.
You heard it first on the Apocalypse, everybody. Yeah. Do not
Next
let people jab you with shit.
That you're out in the boondocks, don't let people jab you with stuff.
Absolutely
and
not.
They
Amen,
want
Reverend.
To very badly out
These
there.
These cruel aid workers, the UN, Oh, we talking about UN. UN who?
Yeah. Just a touch of the typhus. Just like the slightest hint of any kind of typhus. And they're like, oh, well, here we go.
Yeah.
USAID, rearrange those letters. It's UAIDS. They're out. You're giving UAIDS.
Oh my god.
If any strangers in the boondock, if any docks.
They think you're too stupid. They think you're too stupid.
If they think that they can get your business, which will be a boon to their practice,
to their docks.
They're cruel docks.
Don't do it.
U.S.
What's the first word in doctor? Doc.
These docks.
Wake up.
They're docks and they're fucking AIDS and they're doctors and they're docks. Holy shit!
Yeah.
Wake up, everybody!
Medical
aid. Wake up, everybody!
Medical aid. HIV, AIDS.
Got him.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
No.
No way.
Guys, you heard it. You heard it first.
Get your antibacterial shit the fuck away from me.
Pull out a piece of scratch paper. Cancer. Oil. Whips. Put it together.
Yeah, what do you
think? Is it obvious? Am I talking to myself?
No, Jad. And you know what? Don't let anybody ever fucking tell you that you're crazy. Okay?
Cigarettes.
All right? They're going to tell you.
Halliburton.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
All right there.
I see it, man. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to knock you for this.
Yeah.
Okay? You got to fucking stay strong and you keep spreading this word, folks. You heard it here on the Apococast on Radio Free Brooklyn. On Radio Free Brooklyn.
Ah, such is the word of Tom.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening to the Apococast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, etc. Yeah.
What is
Radio Free Brooklyn. You can go to patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn. The Apococast is broadcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Radio Free Brooklyn, can you,
every Friday at 2 p.m.
You know, sometimes I very often picture what it would be like to be like a Radio Free Brooklyn listener who was trying to listen to Democracy Now! And was just so soothed by Amy Goodman's voice.
Oh, God.
And then the Apococast comes on and it's like, holy fucking shit. Like,
it's like learning to jack off as an adult.
It's like, in 2001 A Space Odyssey. You know, oh.
It's like a truth bullet right to your forehead.
Can you imagine? Like you're 30 and you figure out you can jack off.
It's like Marlon Brando said in Apocalypse Now. It hits you like a diamond bullet between your eyes.
Listening to Radio Free Motherfucking Brooklyn.
Yeah.
To Amy Motherfucking Goodman.
She has her own whips.
Yeah.
To be menaced by.
I've heard she makes people cry.
She's got mad whips behind her.
I've heard Amy Goodman makes people cry.
So one day, picture it. You're in Germany. Deutschland.
A cruel and moist. Terrible.
Can you lead us the mic?
Oh, it's a. Nothing. I have nothing to say. It's cruel. It's a terrible place. Germany.
They're not free.
It's not ideal.
They're not free like us.
They recycle their emotions, these cruel Germans.
I went there. I was only in Germany for one day as a child. Right? And my parents showed
for selection.
Me. No. My parents showed me a window that had been broken. Right? And they were like, you see?
The famous one window in Germany that had ever been broken. Look!
They were
look,
like,
young Patrick,
do you see what these do you see what these Germans have done?
Look at this window they've broken. Oh,
only one day we've been here. And they've destroyed everything.
An entire window.
Let that
window.
Be a lesson to you.
You can't even open it because it's broken.
But it's picture that. But now I forgive them, because picture this. You're sitting in Germany,
to this
or
day,
Japan.
To this day, you can't draw a window in Germany.
And you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and Amy Goodman's voice just soothes the motherfucking bejesus out of you and gives you strength. And then you hear the Apococast, and you're like, holy fucking shit. Mein Gott.
Oh, that means my pussy.
Oh my god!
My gut, indeed.
That was a good bit.
Did you finish it though?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, you're just like, oh my god, yeah. Oh my pussy. I mean,
I think it was good.
Hey guys, how many minutes do we have left?
Should we do the song that we did the teaser for before?
Oh, yeah. I would say so, yeah.
I'd say we can do that one, yeah.
Pat, how long have we been going for?
We're approaching the end of the Apococast, friends.
Really? Okay, yeah, yeah. So let's do the song, and then I have some declarations.
Hey. You know what show I used to like that I was always embarrassed by? Barney.
I really was going to say Barney because I had the same thing. The Purple Dinosaur. I liked it longer than I was supposed to.
He's nice.
Yeah, exactly. You know I love you. You love me.
He never murdered anyone. He never turned anyone over to the Nazis.
Yeah. And for this, he was persecuted.
On top of it, everyone was like, fuck that blue dinosaur.
Didn't he later wind up in porn? Oh, no, that's the Red Ranger. That's the Red Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the the American or the Japanese?
Jesus, Jed.
I thought he was Spanish, honestly.
There's a Japanese.
He's Native American. He's Native American.
But there's he's a like chick Hawaiian. And she's Asian and she's the Yellow Ranger, which was.
Destroy your world. All the fun
and the black one is
Power
black.
Rangers were Japanese people.
I've never seen a full episode of that show. But Barney.
I know that it was stock footage from another TV show.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It wasn't whites. They have their own whips to bear, though. Peace and blessings.
You say whips to bear, like having a whip.
Like, we each have whips behind us dangling. We each have our own whip.
But if I'm bearing something, it's on me.
Are you bearing responsibility or...
The fear of being whipped.
We're each under our dangling whip.
So we each have our own crackers.
I'm tall and white.
You have a whip. There's a whip behind you. A cruel whip.
Tall white people don't have it.
Your shitty brain. Nope. Or the weird way you stand. You have a whip, or the whip that's held by the guy behind you that whips you when you're bad.
What, Chad? On the next Apocalcast, I think we need to discuss how to get away from those whips.
All right, I'm wrong though. There's no.
That's what I think.
Jesus Christ!
We gotta talk about
your whip.
We gotta talk about getting free. Okay.
Oh, getting free.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, we should totally do that one.
All right.
I don't know all the words.
Yes, you do.
Somewhere.
All right, everybody. All
right.
And now a musical number by Sarah and Pat.
I just wanna be. just wanna dream. This is so out of tune.
How out of tune is it?
Sounds pretty good to me.
That says something. We're all together in the same boat. I know you, you know me, baby, you know me. We're all together in the same boat. I know you, you know me, baby, you know me. We're all together in the same boat. I know you, you know me, baby, you know me. I just wanna dream. I just wanna dream. I just wanna dream. Baby, you know me.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right, all right.
So, yeah, we totally still have that teaser song for you. But
so what was the song? Hey, You?
Yeah, but we you had a bit to finish up with.
Oh, yeah. How many minutes do I have?
We have like 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay,
let's
cool.
do the song first, and then we'll do it. Hey You, it's a short one.
Hey You, okay, cool. It's sweet, but one. You got to start it like in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have important things to discuss.
We have
very important things to
discuss. Such important things to discuss. And otherwise, the world is fucked because the podcast really has been the only thing that's standing in the way of the horror.
Yeah. Yeah. This world is held together with paper clips and gum.
And
floss.
And floss.
And
the Apocalypse.
And the Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's mostly us. I thought that was a given. Everybody knows that. We don't need to tell them that. It's like you wake up every day, you look on the news, you're like, oh, we all almost died.
Again.
Except for the Apocalypse. Oh,
we all almost died. Except for the Apocalypse.
That's a different song.
I know, but it's so good.
Yeah, but I don't know the words to that okay. song. Faster. Yep.
Hang on. Sorry. Restart. I apologize. You guys know how to participate, right?
As I walk through the streets in their gutters,
I search for you in the faces of others. I drown myself in the blood of my brothers. As one day you said it was summer, you ran away, you bitch, what a bummer. As one day you said it was summer, you ran away, you bitch, what a bummer. Queen of the underground, when you made that sound, when you made that sound, it's true,
it's true,
that when Christ is found,
it'll be profound,
it'll be profound.
Hey you,
hey you.
Bitch, what a bummer. One day you said it was summer. You ran away. Bitch, what a bummer. Hey you.
Hey you.
Queen of the underground. When you made that sound. When you made that sound. It's true.
It's true.
That when Christ is found. Profound, yeah, it will be profound. Hey you,
hey you.
true.
It's true.
That when Christ is found, it will be profound. Yeah, it will be profound.
Excellent. We've never done that better.
Oh, that was very fun. Yeah, good job. Yeah.
Okay, everyone.
You guys yes. are welcome.
Everyone, we have to get down to business. Okay.
Brass tacks.
As you all know, I am the Pope.
It's true. Johnny B. Rolls the Pope.
The Pope speaks.
The Apocal Pope.
All right.
All hail the Apocal Pope.
All hail the Apocal Pope. The Apocal Pope has a declaration for you all. Okay, so you know when you're trying to lift something and you do like a 1, 2, 3 and it's not clear whether like it's like 1, 2, 3 and then go, or whether you go like on three. Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to put an end to that like right now. And the definitive way to do things according to Jesus is it's 1, 2, 3 and then you go. Okay. That's fucking it. If you think otherwise, you're wrong.
So is it 1, 2, 3 go?
1, 2, 3
go.
And on what would be 4, you go. Okay. One, two, three,
lift. Well, so then why don't they call it on 4? Because then it should be go on 4.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is what I'm the fucking Pope, and this is what I say. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, and then go, and that's it. Okay, if you have any questions, you can fucking figure it out on your own.
Like, if you say that 4 + 4 = 5, I'm just supposed to like get your
If you're the true Pope, why haven't you ever ripped apart an old woman and shown it to us like the Pope before you did when he became Pope?
You don't have the right to ask that question.
All right. Were you gonna rip an old woman about it?
Okay. So another thing. Okay. So you know how like some things are measured in like half inches, like you know, so like there's different kinds of hard drives that are like 3.5 inches and 2.5 inches. They're all 2.5 inch drives now. They're all 2.5 inch hard drives now, and that's fucking it, okay?
Anyone who 2.5 inches hard.
Wow.
Or you can get it.
Yeah, that's fucking it. Okay, also, we're no longer gonna refer to things in megabits per second, only in megabytes. That's far more convenient.
I agree with, yeah.
Megabytes per second, yeah. Because nobody knows what a megabit is anymore. No. It's too complicated. No. Okay, so anyway, yeah, those are your papal declarations for this week. Pat, close us out.
I got nothing.
As long as you don't tell me it's chick.
What does that mean?
Oh, no.
Fucking thing sucks.
You guys are a bunch of fucking dicks. Fuck you. Fuck every last one of you.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening to the Apocalcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Squid!
Thanks for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I might as well do the squid ending,
right? Patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn.
You're
so slippery and hard. Radio Free Brooklyn is a
501c3
squishy and hard and beaky
at the same
time. They're squishy when they come in, and then they get hard in you.
To our community and
then ink. And a sea of
education and free expression. We rely on primarily on donations.
I see a black. Like was there anything white?
Like to
white?
Support our mission. Wait. So we continue to bring you quality community radio. We invite you to make
so many mollusks.
On a monthly price.
Hang on, 1 second.
Read the Radio Free Brooklyn, guys.
In that shit.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening to the Apocalcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, etc. Radio Free Brooklyn. Is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily.
I learned to read on the Apocalypse.
On donations.
No, how?
From listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission, we can continue to bring you quality.
That's true, though. We really do rely on listeners like you. Like, sure.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Get with it. Come on, finish.
Send us your skin.
We invite you to make a one-time donation over monthly pleasure at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can donate as little as a dollar, and every cent helps us continue to stay on the air. So please help support an independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. Remember that RFP is a 501c3 nonprofit. So
I actually recommended the Apocalypse to a friend, and she really liked
law again, this radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Reads for mobile app and newsletter are on the opposite side of this sheet.
God damn, that was good.
What are we clapping?
Are we still recording?
Yeah, but we're done. All right.
Okay, cool.
Cheers. You guys have been listening to the podcast. Fuck all of you.
In the
India.